Good morning.
What is the latest that you've heard from your family? I understand your immediate family, your parents and your brother are okay.
Yes. This morning I talked to my brother and they are doing okay, given the situation, and yeah, they're definitely doing better than expected.
Your family runs a water purification plant, and I can imagine if it's operational, it has to be in incredibly high demand right now.
Yes, it's definitely in high demand, and we also make big industrial blocks of ice to provide into Port-au-Prince, and water has been an issue in Haiti, and I've heard stories of some of the NGOs flying water from Miami into Haiti, and I think it would be more sustainable to bring a desalination system and plug it in into the ocean and give water to the people instead of flying water from somewhere else.
I'd love to hear more about how this water purification plant works. You say it
Right.
draws water from the ocean and makes it safe to consume.
No, our plant does not draw from the ocean. And so I was giving an example of how there are several machines, reverse osmosis machine that can take the salt out of the ocean water and purify it. But our plant, we have our own well. The plant is basically self-sustained, and we draw water from the well and then send it to a reserve system and then draw from there into the RO system and purify it.
Thanks for setting me straight. I
Yeah,
appreciate
that's
that.
right.
You must be awfully anxious to get back. When do you think you might get that chance?
Surely, I have some exams and assignments that I'm finishing up. So I'm hopefully in the next couple of weeks I should be able to get back. And there's no commercial flights yet, so I would be flying into Santo Domingo and then drive to Haiti.
How long do you think you will stay in Haiti once you get there?
Probably just over a weekend, 2 or 3 days, because I want to get back to my classes.
So deliver the supplies and make sure everything's okay, and then come back and resume your studies.
Right, and just for my own assessment and look at how things are going. And we also have some folks from the UW hospital who went to Haiti, and I've been communicating with them and trying to get them water to some of the camps that they are serving. So there are some UW doctors on the ground currently.
Do you think you're emotionally prepared for what you're going to see when you get there?
I think I am, because seeing what I've seen on TV, definitely on a daily basis, my mind is getting ready for that.
Juergens Polonese, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.